My old howdy guys, now I got this video on X, and I'll put a link down to where I got it from, down below. And this is one of your strong, empowered femmons here. She's made a video of her experience while she was grocery shopping, with her wife. Now her wife is also a femmon too. And you will notice this femmon has a nose ring, and she's completely traumatized by the experience she's had, and she's going to share it with you.
It's fresh because it just happened, but my wife and I just went to the store, the grocery store right by our house, just to buy like junk food and stuff, you know, because we're really tired. Just wanted some sweet treats. And we were walking down an aisle, and there were like two guys that walked up next to us, you know. Peyton like walked away, my wife walked away for just a second, and they were like snickering to their like to themselves or something. And like I didn't really think much of it, so I'm just looking at the candy aisle trying to decide what candy I want. And he walks by and gets like inches from me and just rips one, like farts like this far from me. That's disgusting to say. I can't even believe I'm having to say this, but he did. And about that time, Peyton walked up, like didn't witness what happened, but like seconds later, and I'm like upset, and I follow after him, and I was like, is there a reason? You were just so disrespectful to me.
Called you a bitch.
Come here. And he, never felt so dehumanized.
Well, there you go, guys. And you'll notice in these sort of relationships femmons have, one of them always tries to look like a man. I mean, really, you can't make this stuff up, can you? I expect neither one of these femmons toot at all, ever. Well, of course they do, otherwise they blow up. But why do these femmons feel they have to go on the internet and tell everybody? I guess it's a form of therapy for them, isn't it? Also, they can shame men. They love doing that. So I guess in this relationship, one of them plays the drama queen, and that would be this femmon. And I guess her wife there on the left puts the shelves up. But think about it. How could you be so traumatized by something so uneventful? I mean, God knows what happened to this femmon if something actually serious happened. Actually, we do know, don't we? They either scream or run. Or both. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. You take it easy now.